This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today and Utopia Media Medical News Network. We're about to talk to Marty Wormhout, who's a supervisor for the County of Santa Cruz. Welcome to Utopia Media Medical News Network and California Politics Today.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about medical marijuana in Santa Cruz County. Everyone there tells me that you were the driving force behind the law that's just been passed. Tell me what the law that was passed does.
Well, we just adopted legislation approving guidelines for how much medical marijuana a patient could possess, either in the form of plants or in the form of dried material, and be considered within guidelines for medical use.
Okay, now you did this within the context of a California law that,
yes,
that set forth the amount of marijuana that a person could have for medical purposes as 8 ounces.
Right, which is really relatively inadequate for many people.
Right.
And so we decide, and the California state law is very clear that counties are or cities can pass ordinances that deal with different numbers of for quantity.
Can counties adjust that down as well as up, or?
You know, I think that the state law is considered the base.
Okay.
And if you think that something more liberal ought to be applied, you can do that. We did something a little bit different in Santa Cruz in that we decided that this was in fact a medical issue, not a legal issue.
Right.
And that's how we consider it. And we asked our former public health officer, who does some consultant work for us, to put together a panel of doctors who are familiar with the use of medical marijuana.
What was the name of the health director who put that
Dr. George Wolf.
Okay.
And that's W-O-L-F-E.
Okay.
He put together a panel consisting of himself and four other doctors who have caseloads that are oncology, geriatrics, HIV, and who have a lot of experience with people living with chronic or very dangerous health conditions.
Right.
And they met and had several meetings and came back and recommended to the Board of Supervisors the guidelines which we, in fact, adopted.
And you pretty much adopted the ones that they proposed.
Yes, we did.
When were they they were appointed by the Board of Supervisors?
Yes. And well, we asked. We did not appoint the panel.
Right.
We asked George Wolf,
right,
Dr. Wolf, to do this for us.
Okay, and when was that?
Oh, gosh, several months ago.
Okay.
And he actually selected the doctors that he thought were people who had the most experience with patients who used medical marijuana.
Right. And say a little bit more about what you learned during the course of this process about how marijuana is a valuable medical aid for people with certain conditions.
Well, marijuana obviously has more than one use for people with serious medical conditions. In many cases, it is used as a way to alleviate pain and does so without some of the very difficult side effects that prescription pain medications may have for some people. Certainly, it is an appetite stimulant for people who are undergoing chemotherapy, and who often a side effect of chemotherapy is a dramatic loss of appetite. In people who really can't afford to lose any more weight, marijuana seems to help them be able to establish better eating habits. Certainly for many paraplegics and quadriplegics, marijuana is useful as a way of controlling muscle spasms, again, without some of the more difficult side effects that the prescription medications have that do so. So, I mean, there are a variety of uses for marijuana where people sometimes feel that both the results are better and the side effects are fewer than prescription drugs. Now, let me say, I think medical marijuana should be available as one drug among many. It's probably not appropriate for everybody. There are probably some people who do very well with what's available by prescription. But certainly medical marijuana should be part of the pharmacological option available to people who are very ill.
Did the issue come up that whether or not these same benefits could be derived from synthetic versions of marijuana that didn't involve the cultivation of the plant?
We didn't even get into that.
Okay. How widespread or extensive is medical marijuana use within Santa Cruz County? How big a county is Santa Cruz, and how many people there, by your calculations, are eligible for or using medical marijuana?
Santa Cruz County is slightly under 300,000 people. We're a very small county.
Right.
And it's hard to say with any educated guess how many people might use medical marijuana, because there are many people who are very fearful to give that information.
Right.
And because doctors don't necessarily report it, there aren't good statistics.
Right. Is that part of the problem?
I think it is part of the problem.
Okay.
And we also, in this county, last year established a program where patients could get medical ID cards.
Right.
From the county. So that, again, it was basically a way of alleviating people's fears that they might be arrested if they had marijuana in their house or were driving home from a distribution center with marijuana. I think this is a way in which we are only beginning to get some statistics on the use of medical marijuana. But even then, of course, there are many, many people who are too fearful even to apply for a medical marijuana ID card.
Okay, now more specifically, how does a person become eligible to use medical marijuana? You mentioned this county medical ID card.
Yes.
How does that work, and can people also be qualified or licensed or registered through their own physicians or through medical plans, or how does that work?
Well, the way this works, the way we've done it, is that we have a very simple form which would need to be filled out by a doctor.
Right.
And the form would indicate who the person is, what their medical condition is, that the doctor thinks this person would benefit from the use of medical marijuana, and then it has an end date, how long the
right.
physician would prescribe for.
Does that mean if they have a chronic condition, it has to be they have to re-register?
They would have to do that. They
right.
all expire at some point.
How long are they for?
Well, it depends on what the doctor says.
Okay.
I think we said they couldn't be for longer than 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
I'm not sure now. I don't remember which
right.
it was. But a doctor might say 6 months. A doctor might say
right.
a year or 2 years. And it is true that at that point, you would have to be recertified, which isn't too much of a hassle. You get this form from your doctor.
Right.
You bring the doctor's form to a county office. The county is not keeping any of these forms. We're not keeping any of these records.
Right.
Because we want to assure patients that and doctors that their anonymity is safe. But the patient will come, will show the form, and the clerk will verify that the doctor who signed the form is indeed registered.
In fact, it's only physicians, MDs, who can do this, not nurses, not nurse practitioners?
No, it's just MDs.
Just MDs, okay.
And we verify that the MD is, in fact, licensed to practice medicine in the state of California.
Right.
And at that point, a plastic card is issued to the person that looks very much like a driver's license.
Right.
It has a picture of the person. It has the person's name and address. It says that they are a certified user of medical marijuana, and it has an expiration date on it.
Now, do these people have to be bona fide residents of Santa Cruz County?
We don't want to do this for people out of county.
Right.
But there is really no way to, anybody can say they're a resident of the county, right?
I guess.
So, talked about that.
Can someone in Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, or New York City come into county and do this? Come and get it?
I think they could.
Okay.
And there were definitely fears of that expressed at the time the ordinance was done. Oh, that this would be terrible. We would be...
Have a lot of inundating with tourists, huh? That would be a big problem.
That we would be swamped with people from all over the state.
But in fact,
it's not happened.
In fact, it only gives people immunity from arrest within Santa Cruz County. So if you're from New York or Los Angeles,
it wouldn't do you any good anywhere else. No.
Okay.
And even then, let me be clear, it doesn't give you immunity from arrest.
Oh.
In that marijuana is illegal, right?
Right.
And we can't tell the sheriff, do not enforce the law.
Right.
On the other hand, the sheriff is not interested in taking medicine away from people.
Right.
If the sheriff came into someone's house and there was marijuana, if a sheriff came in and there was marijuana, and the person said, I have this ID card.
Right.
Well, the sheriff would have no interest in pursuing it. But I can't, you know, one has to be careful here.
Right.
I can't imply that the sheriff is not abiding by the law.
Well, what can you say? Specifically, from some of my research, it seems that Mark Tracy, who is the sheriff, appeared before the Board of Supervisors and gave his views on this?
Yes.
What were his views on this? I'm going to try to talk to him also.
He would like to think that this is a medical issue,
right,
not a law enforcement issue.
Right.
And that's why he wanted the number of plants or the amount of dried marijuana determined by a medical panel, not himself.
Right.
Now, in any department, there are things that are very low priority compared to other crimes, right? So let me say medical marijuana use would be the lowest priority.
Right.
I don't want to say that, I don't want to put Mark Tracy in a position of saying that he's not obeying the law.
How high a priority is non-medical marijuana in Santa Cruz County?
It is not a high priority, but it is a priority. This county applies for and gets state funding for CAMP, which is the
California Against Marijuana, Campaign Against Marijuana Planting.
Yeah.
I understand.
And flies helicopters around the county.
Right.
Looking for marijuana. So, you know, I mean, that is something I don't support. But it's been happening as long as I've been on the board, and I've been here 10 years.
Okay. Now, be more specific about how much marijuana people who are registered according to the procedures that you just explained are entitled to have at any one time, over a month, over a year.
Over a year, over the course of a year, a patient may have up to 3 pounds of marijuana, or if the patient is growing marijuana, may have a canopy of 100 square feet.
Meaning if you look at it from one of those camp helicopters, it would be 10 by 10.
That's right.
And it's assumed that that's equivalent to 3 pounds of dried marijuana.
That's right. And the reason we used canopy rather than how many plants.
Right.
Is that canopy is consistent. I mean, you could have one very large plant that would produce more marijuana than 100 seedlings. So,
right.
The canopy is the determinant. That's what the guidelines say. However, they also say, or it's what the ordinance says, it's more than guidelines.
Right.
However, the ordinance also specifies that if a physician considers this amount to be inadequate for a specific patient, it can be raised.
So that 3 pounds is the amount that any one registered person can consume over 1 year? Is that the idea?
Can possess.
We
don't care what they consume.
Oh.
I just care what they possess.
I mean, if the police come in and they have less than 3 pounds,
right,
then they're not in any trouble.
That's right.
But if they, so that means they can have 3 pounds, they can use it up that month and use another 3 pounds the next month or
Well, that
or
is
whatever.
A question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very hard to know exactly how you would regulate for that particular situation.
But in fact, the 3 pounds is an amount possessed rather than an amount consumed over any particular time. They need to not have more than 3 pounds in their possession at
any one time. That's exactly so.
Okay. Now, this leads to the question. So they're entitled to grow it on a patch that's essentially 100 feet square. What if they're, let's say, quadri or paraplegic and can't grow it themselves? Where can they go to get it, and what are the issues involved for the legality of people who grow it but don't use it?
Well, that's why we established medical marijuana cards for caretakers,
right,
as well as patients. If you are a caretaker and if that has been established by a patient has a form and that would allow that person from the doctor prescribing medical marijuana, but that is a patient who is bedridden or
just
chair bound or something, can't do
it can't grow things.
That person can identify a caregiver, and the caregiver can then get or grow the marijuana. Now, I think where you're leading, however,
yes,
is to the issue of cooperatives.
Yeah.
And there is at least one cooperative in Santa Cruz which has several hundred patients in which the marijuana is grown and then distributed to patients.
Right.
Not sold, distributed to members of the collective.
Right.
They have a waiting list. I think they have several hundred members. They cannot accommodate the needs of all the people who would like to be members.
Well, who all does the growing for the cooperative?
Well, one of the members of the cooperative.
Oh.
Basically, Valerie and Mike Corral,
right,
who founded this cooperative, do the growing. Mike Corral does most of the growing.
And are they therefore entitled, sort of in some bizarre variation of what the USDA does for crop allotments, allowed to grow 10 times, 100 feet worth, 3 pounds
of
everybody in the co-op?
No, the ordinance is silent on that issue.
Oh, meaning you're not looking into it.
That's right.
Okay, because it would also, there may actually be in the mountains of Santa Cruz County there some people who have no reference to this at all, who are growing marijuana. Who might want to sell it to individuals who are entitled to have medical marijuana, or they might want to sell it to a co-op that exists to serve the needs of those people.
That may be
what are the rules about that?
We have no rules. I mean, it is illegal.
Right.
And we have no rules that make it not illegal to sell marijuana.
Right. So I think I get the drift. Let me ask you how you...
You may not. I'm being a little elliptical about it.
Well,
but,
it's an elliptical kind of situation, apparently. Let me
it
ask,
is.
Let
it
me
is
ask,
difficult, and I think our ordinance only addresses the needs of individual patients. It does not address the needs of co-ops, and it does not address dispensaries.
Right.
And it does not address people who may be raising and selling marijuana, no matter what their purpose is.
Does it address drugstore chains like Savon and Rite Aid and so on, and whether they want to acquire it and sell it to patients?
No, it does not.
Okay. Let me ask about, but it, what essentially says is that any individual who is so certified is entitled under the ordinances of the County of Santa Cruz to grow a certain amount or possess a certain
That's
amount.
Right.
And as for other means of acquiring it, it's silent.
It's silent.
Okay. I'm going to try to find out whether the state of California has been silent about this, and the even more important authority, the government of the United States in Washington,
yes,
D.C., and how they feel about it. Why don't you start with California? Have you had any feedback from state authorities about
no.
what you're doing?
No.
Okay. How about federal authorities?
No, not yet.
Okay. Now, the federal government is...
But it's fairly recent.
Right. And so, and after they listen to this, what would you like to say to the people in Washington, D.C. who will be listening to this and trying to figure out what they're going to do about this, if anything?
Well, I think what I would like to say is that the people in the county of Santa Cruz, by an overwhelming majority, it was close to 80%, passed legislation or an initiative for the use of medical marijuana, both here in the county and then when it was a state ballot issue. People in this county have expressed their opinion very clearly that the use of medical marijuana ought to be legal. I believe that the federal government has many, many better and more important things to do than harass sick people who are dealing with great physical difficulties in their life and who don't need the additional problem of dealing with government harassment over the use of substances which help them control their illnesses.
So you're essentially saying that the U.S. government should be doing what the county government is doing and making this a rather interfering with the use of medical marijuana a very low priority.
I definitely think so, and I believe that the drug war is obviously a very great failure. I believe that we are not dealing with very serious and hard drugs in ways that have been effective in this country. I believe that the use of medical marijuana, I believe over time that there will be change in state and federal policy, but I believe that social change usually precedes the expansion of liberties. And I believe that that is true in this case as well.
Okay. Do you feel that this is a step on the road to the further decriminalization or legalization of marijuana for people who aren't using it for medical purposes?
I don't know. I'm not particularly interested in that question.
Okay.
And I just, I don't want to be distracted by that question.
All right.
My concern is the use of medical marijuana. There are many drugs people take that have very serious and difficult consequences for the people who take them.
Right.
And they are regulated and available to people.
Finally, let me ask you what the reaction
is. There are a lot of drugs I don't think should be available as recreational drugs, but that I certainly believe should be available by prescription. And it is just not, in any way in my role as an elected official in this county to do more than I'm doing, which is advocating for the use of medical marijuana.
All right. What was the vote on this, on the Board of Supervisors? On this
I think it ended up being unanimous.
Okay. And what reactions, if any, have your constituents brought to you since you led this effort?
Absolutely none.
Oh.
None at all. Other than people who are very concerned about this issue saying thank you.
Right.
There have certainly been no negative reactions
okay.
at all. But the district that I represent is probably the most tolerant district in the county.
What areas does it include?
It's the third district, which is the city of Santa Cruz and all of the North Coast up to San Mateo County. It includes the University of California and the city of Santa Cruz. So it's a pretty progressive district.
Okay. Last question. What's the timetable now? When does this ordinance go into effect? What kind of things are happening specifically now on the ground to implement it?
Well, I think that the next thing that has to happen, all ordinances require 30 days to become effective from the day of passage, and
right.
I'm not sure which day we passed this ordinance, so 30 days from whenever that was.
Right.
I think what has to happen now is that law enforcement, the sheriff's office, needs to come up with some policies for the implementation of this ordinance. For example, say that the sheriff's department for some reason or another goes into a house and somebody has 5 pounds of marijuana
right.
and a medical marijuana ID card.
Right.
What do they do? Do they take all the marijuana?
Right.
Do they take 2 pounds of marijuana
right.
and leave the 3? There are decisions that need to be made in terms of enforcement.
Is the sheriff's office working on developing those guidelines in
conjunction
with the you run the Board of Supervisors is in charge of the sheriff's department?
No,
right?
We are not.
Really?
There is an independently elected sheriff.
All right. So,
and the Board of Supervisors, although we deal with the sheriff's budget,
right.
we do not deal with policy within the sheriff's office.
So is a task force at work trying to figure that out now? Or?
Yes, I believe that is the case.
Okay.
I hope so.
All right. Well, maybe we can talk to you and the sheriff about it when that's done and,
yes.
and find out what the rules are and get them published here or whatever. And
right. I mean, it's basically a question of guidelines that will be helpful to his department
right.
in terms of how to deal with various situations.
Okay. And are you something you don't care about, or you're positively pleased or worried about the reputation that Santa Cruz County is going to have in the world now that you've done this?
Frankly, I'm proud of Santa Cruz's reputation.
Okay.
I think that this is enlightened social policy. I believe that it is that Santa Cruz is in the vanguard on a very important issue. I definitely believe that this is that this will become a trend. I believe that there are many people using medical marijuana and very fearful about it. And I'm, for one, very proud that in Santa Cruz County we've made it a little bit easier for people who are really sick to at least not deal with fear of law enforcement as well.
Speaking of fear of law enforcement, I left one thing out. Are people who have these medical marijuana cards entitled to use their marijuana in public, or do they have to use it in private?
You know what? It doesn't say anything about public or private.
All right.
I mean, again, that's an interesting question.
Right.
It's not one that I believe has been raised.
Okay.
We did that last year. There were many fears on many people's parts. I've never heard a complaint. The amount of, and we have not been, by the way, inundated with requests.
Right.
From people who somehow moved to Santa Cruz.
How many people altogether do you estimate? I mean, I asked you that earlier.
I don't even know what the number is now.
Hundreds, thousands, tens of
thousands? Oh, you mean registered?
Registered people.
I don't know. I bet it's not even 1,000 people at
okay.
this point.
All right.
But I'm guessing,
right.
you know. But the point is there has never been an incident.
Right.
Not one. I don't know of any time that people have gotten arrested or, you know, stopped by the sheriffs in public and, I don't know, said
right.
that they had a right to be doing it because it was medical marijuana.
Right. It hasn't risen to the level of a dispute yet. Really.
Not at all.
Okay.
And that's been going on for, oh gosh, over a year now.
Okay.
So, some of these things about which people have been very, very fearful have not materialized at all. And you know, every time we have a hearing in council chambers on some issue relating to medical marijuana, the council is full, and I can tell you that I think anybody who would be in the room would agree that the people who are there are really ill and are making enormous efforts even to be at our meetings.
It's not that you're worried a lot of people are going to start to pretending to be sick in order to do
I
this.
Really hardly think so.
All right, good. Well, thank you very much for talking to us and for pioneering in this legislation, and hopefully we can talk to you and some other people further along the line here and see how it's working out.
Surely.
Thank you
Call
very
anytime.
Much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.